you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's going to be an interesting night, friends. I hope that you pay attention tonight. Sometimes I take criticism from people that say, Kev, you talk about politics too much. And I don't think that I do. I think that I talk about worldview issues more than anything else. And the way we see the world and the way we think about the world, that's the highest priority to me. It's not about parties. It's about principles. It's about ideas. And it's about the validity of those ideas, specifically from a moral perspective. That's the whole thing about Kevin McCullough Radio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, pursuing clarity. I want truth. I want clarity. And there's a significant thing underway tonight. We're going to change the nature of the Supreme Court, not in an activist partisan way, in a literalist way, in a way that pays respect to the words written on the page. And if people don't like the words written on the page of the Constitution, move to another country that has a different constitution that you can be in line with. But I like our Constitution. So I want it understood. I don't want it disregarded. And that's what is happening that's what the Democrats want to have happen. They want judges that will discard the Constitution, not that will interpret it. This is evident in their humor, by the way, in light of the Roe v. Wade discussion we've been having. Michelle Wolf, you remember her from the White House Correspondents Association's dinner? Listen to what she said yesterday. Cut one.
It's so ironic that Trump could be the guy that ends legal abortion. That dude has been responsible for more abortions than the invention of back alley.
Very serious political mind on that, right? That she's taking very, 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 very seriously. She goes so far as to call abortions a good thing. Listen.
Look, access to abortion is good and important. Some people say abortion is killing a baby. It's not. It's stopping a baby from happening.
No, that's not what's happening. You are actually killing the life of a human being. It is distinctly human in its DNA. It has a separate heartbeat from its mom. And it's a person. It has a sex. It has fingers. Everything that's there is there. That doesn't stop her, though. She thinks that there should be something that is very accessible about this whole procedure. Cut three.
One of the original slogans for the women's movement was abortion on demand. And that's exactly what it should be. As easy and safe as pushing the on demand button in the middle of your remote to order Paddington 2.
Just think about what she's saying there. That we should be able to kill kids as easily as we order a pay-per-view movie. Lastly, she wants it cheap. Cut four.
To be clear, this abortion fight isn't for me. I have money. I'll always be able to get an abortion. But abortion shouldn't be a luxury. It should be the new. It shouldn't be the new I summer in Montauk. It should be on the dollar menu at McDonald's.
And, friends, I don't know where that half of the country that thinks like that and talks like that and processes like that, I don't know how they sleep at night, but that cannot be left to be the law on our watch. We have to put Michelle Wolf in the box that she deserves in, that she deserves to be in. And that's not how the American people think. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.